right there, just a few yards short of the goal line. Bulldogs with the ball, handoff on the right side, breaking a tackle, and in is number 11, Jake Warrick, off the right tackle, runs outside, breaks two tackles, and puts it across the goal line for another Owen Gage Bulldog score. They score 28. Caseville Eagles 0, 3:34 to go here in the second quarter.
Boy, they came back and threw such a nice fake as if it was going off the left side up the middle, and it just sucked everybody. And even I was looking over there, and then all of a sudden there goes Warrick off the right side, just untouched.
Their last three plays went to the left side. Even the pass was to the left side, and then now a pitch out to the left side once again to number 11, to Jake Warrick, and we hear the whistles, and the flags are flying. Illegal procedure is going to be against the Owen Gage Bulldogs. On the extra point attempt with 3:34 to go in the second quarter. So we'll march him back a couple yards.
Well, they might give him a little more room to throw this one again.
They can do it. We've seen that.
Absolutely.
So on the extra point attempt, well, I hear all kinds of whistles out there. And our head judge, let's see what you're going to see. He says go. Yep, pass off to the left side, quick slant.
Broken up.
And no good. So a 3:27 to go here in the second quarter. The Owen Gage Bulldogs on top 28. The Caseville Eagles 0. Cruise 102.1 FM. We'll try to take a break here. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, folks. RJ McGarra here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals like this. Save over $10,000 on the purchase of the best-selling truck for over 37 years in a row. That's right. Save up to $10,289 on a brand-new Ford F-150 XLT. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Carroll and see RJ McGarra today.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
Make tonight a real night out. Before or after the game, stop in at the OP, the Owendale Pub, across from Stacks. Locals know it's the place for great burgers, sandwiches, paninis, and wraps. Most are served with fries and a pickle spear. You'll love the Big Three Burger main attraction, the specialty Memphis Blackjack and Black and Blue Burgers. Each has its own blend of special toppings that define the unique, delicious flavor.
Go Bulldogs!
From everyone at the Big OP, the Owendale Pub, home of good friends and good times in Owendale.
Welcome back to Owen Gage High School, Cruise 102.1 FM. Game of the week, the Owen Gage Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles. Well, the Bulldogs, Chad, just scored and now kicking off to the Eagles. The ball went out of bounds. It's going to be the Caseville Eagles taking over first and 10 on the 20-yard line.
Yep, Caseville's going to have to get something going here because down 28-0, we know that they're capable of putting points on the board, but they're going to have to start putting some points on the board.
Well, they a couple times they tried to move it out here in the last two possessions. They're going for that long pass. I would try to chop away and get me a few 5- and 6-yard and 10-yard passes, not that 30-yard, 25-30-yard pass. So here we go, handoff, Caseville Eagles with the ball.
Simmons, the ball carrier.
And Simmons, the ball carrier, he just bulls his way up.
34, Dave Binder.
For a nice pickup.
Second down five.
He does not get easy yards, does he?
No. No, there's always going to be somebody right in his face. I mean, Owen Gage is there. They're doing a nice job of whoever's man-to-man with him is always on top of him. But, boy, that is a tough running back to take down. It'll be second down and four with 2:59 to go here in the second quarter. Lone back in the backfield, Simmons, and nothing there for Zach Gertzenberger. About 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Faked the handoff to number 34, Cole Simmons, and was immediately met by two Bulldog defenders.
Yeah, they did not bite on that fake at all. They were waiting for him, and they took care of business.
2:34 to go, second quarter, 28-0. Bulldogs on top. Here comes Caseville over the ball, 3rd and 10. Out of the shotgun, number 15, Gertzenberger, low snap, looking for a quick pass right there, and reception, oh, in and out of the hands. Let's see if they're going to call it a reception or not. Looks like they're going to say he caught it. 32.
I think so. Number 16, Jake Wright, was just waiting for me, timed that hit perfectly, and boy, did he just level him as soon as he caught the ball.
So Mr. Ruth, he got stuck right away on that one. But a nice reception. I wasn't sure that he caught the ball, but the officials are saying, yep. So the Eagles needed that.
That was a nice catch, knowing that you're about to get popped.
Yeah. He had the whole defensive secondary waiting for him on that one. 1:38 to go here in the second quarter. Eagles taking their time getting to the line. This must be a big play. And a motion on number 10. Boy, they didn't need that. Andy Miller. Oh, they only had 2 yards to go there for the first down. That's going to back them up a few, and they needed to move that ball. They needed that first down pretty bad.
Yeah, there is a world of difference between 4th and 2 and 4th and 7.
So let's see, what are they going to do here? Are the Eagles going to kick it away? Are we still going to give it a shot at it? 28-0 the score with 1:14. And we know the Bulldogs can move the ball.
Looks like
they're going to go for it. Eagles are going to go for it. Simmons in the backfield with the quarterback. Quick pass off the left side. Boy, I might have had a little pass interference flag on that one.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little bit of activity going on before that ball got there.
That pass was to Joe Alice. And I believe we're going to turn the ball over here on this one. Boy, Alice looked like he got pretty well roughed up before that ball even got to him.
Yeah, I don't think that there was any way he could have caught that ball.
So no pass interference call. That means it'll be 1st and 10.
Oh, we're into
the
case
here. We're going to split receivers wide left, wide right for Owen Gage. Scrambling is number 16, Jake Wright, and just getting the ball off, trying to get that pass over to 34, David Binder, and Binder couldn't put a handle on it.
You know, that was a heads-up play by Binder, because the way that he tried to catch that ball, he knew exactly where he was, and he just leaned forward to try and catch it and keep his feet in bounds. That was just a really good effort, because any other way to try to catch that ball, he would have caught it out of bounds.
Out of bounds. So that'll bring up a 2nd and 10 with 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, 2nd and 10. Pitch back, we got a double reverse.
Oh, here.
Halfback's got the ball, is gonna pitch, gonna throw, and almost intercepted. As David Binder, on a double reverse, got the ball running left to right. That left the quarterback, Jake Wright, flying down the right sideline. And Wright was covered, had some pretty good coverage there. 34 Cole Simmons sticking with him.
Not too many times you get to see the double reverse halfback pass. That was an interesting play call. I liked it. And I'll tell you what, that was a nice ball. He threw a nice ball.
They got two good arms out there.
Yep, they were just well defended.
Good coverage there by the Caseville Eagles. That'll bring up a 3rd and 10 with 47 seconds to go in our second quarter. Receivers are going to be split left and right. In motion goes number 34, David Binder. Quarterback cranks her back wide open. Oh, just out of the hands of number 30, Dan Good.
Great
and
effort
diving.
By Good.
And not a bad pass. Man, he was only about a foot off on that one. Good arm. Jake Wright has good timing down here for the receivers, but good defensive backfield coverage there by the Eagles.
And what you have to keep in mind is it's not very nice throwing conditions down on that football field tonight.
Still damp.
There's a lot of wind yet.
Yep. And they're throwing into the wind.
They're throwing into the wind right now. It's kind of funny. They had 2 drives, one of them 80 yards going the other way. They didn't throw. Now they're throwing.
Well, some confusion here by the Bulldogs on the out of the huddle as they were in and out. Ran back to the huddle to see if they can get the play, and we're going to have a motion call on that one.
Legal procedure. Yeah,